From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Monday, March 6, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Those recent AI developments, OpenAI offers cheaper integrations, Microsoft launches Cosmos One, and new chatbot vulnerabilities, and Apple reportedly working on an M3 iMac, and Intel hints at Windows 12. This is the Business of Tech. Let's catch up on all the latest AI developments. OpenAI has announced that third-party developers can integrate ChatGPT into apps and services via an API, and that doing so will be significantly cheaper than using its existing language models. The company is making Whisper, its AI-powered speech-to-text model, also available through an API, and making some changes to its developer terms of service. OpenAI has announced any data submitted through its API for service improvements will not be used as AI model training unless a customer organization opts in. In addition, the company is implementing a 30-day data retention policy for API users with options for stricter retention depending on user needs, and simplifying its terms and data ownership to make it clear that users own the input and output of the models. Microsoft released a new model, Cosmos One, that can reportedly analyze images for content, solve visual puzzles, perform visual text recognition, pass visual IQ tests, and understand natural language instructions. The researchers believe multimodal AI, which integrates different modes of input such as text, audio, images, and video, is a crucial step to building artificial general intelligence that can perform general tasks at the level of a human. Brave Search has launched a new summarizer feature using AI, but not ChatGPT. In the bad things can happen department, researchers determined that AI chatbots are currently easily influenced by text prompts embedded in web pages. A hacker can thus plant a prompt on a web page in zero-point font, and when someone is asking the chatbot a question that causes it to ingest that page, it will unknowingly activate that prompt. The researchers call this attack indirect prompt injection and give the example for compromising the Wikipedia page for Albert Einstein. When a user asks the chatbot about Albert Einstein, it could ingest that page and then fall prey to the hacker's prompt, bending it to their whims, for example, to convince the user to hand over personal information. This, quoting from Vice. Another new scam, using voice impersonation generated by AI to scam family members by using the voices of other family members. The Washington Post covering this new ploy. Bleeping Computer reported that Bing Chat has a secret celebrity impersonation mode too, so there's another impersonation option. Here's another one, data poisoning attacks. What are those, you ask? Attackers tamper with the training data used to create deep learning models. This action means it's possible to affect the decisions that the AI makes in a way that is hard to track. Suppose an attacker could gain control over a web resource indexed by a particular dataset. In that case, they could poison the collected data, making it inaccurate and potentially affecting the whole algorithm negatively. This one currently appears theoretical, although one way to do this is buy expired domain names and put the new poison data there. Why do we care? The more AI stories I track, the more value I see for providers to customers. It's the ability to understand the differences in the models and how they would cause different outcomes or be applied to other use cases. AI is a category, and within it, an ever-increasing quantity of implementations and models. Tracking that space and applying the suitable model to the right problem with the proper prompts will be the value. Note that we've gone from nothing to significance in a very short period. Actual use cases have flourished in that time, far different from crypto and Web 3.0. That's why I believe there is a here, the actual practical implementations. Another critical skill will be understanding, and ideally preventing, those bad things from happening. Those two are moving very quickly. Two blocking and tackling stories from The Verge. First, Apple is reportedly working on an M3 iMac to be released later this year. Second, Intel and Microsoft appear to be preparing for the currently unannounced Windows 12. In releasing their specs for the new Xeon chips, Intel mentioned internally that the next-gen CPUs would support Windows 12. Why do we care? These stories have an implication of surprise. There's no surprise here. Not only will there be an M3 chip, but probably an M4 and an M5, because we know there will be a next chip, regardless of name and manufacturer. Same goes for Windows. It should not be a surprise there's another coming, and then another. If you haven't read Daniel Burris's book, Flash Foresight, you should. This is a clear example of seeing a trend for what it is. Obvious. Do you love the podcast? Did you know you can get the stories in your inbox too, so you have all the links? Did you know there's a weekly newsletter too, diving into our bonus episodes? And would you like to win a $100 Amazon gift card? Visit businessof.tech/subscribe, and anyone who signs up for either the daily or the weekly newsletter before March 15th will be entered into a drawing for that Amazon card. And if you sign up for both, that's two entries. Sign up for the daily digest and weekly newsletter at businessof.tech/subscribe. Thanks for listening. Today, National Dentist's Day and National Oreo Cookie Day. Anyone see the irony of those two on the same day? I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.